reports a nor'easter is moving up the East Coast, and it could dump as much as 10 inches of snow on parts of New England. And one of the biggest problems could be power outages.
Springfield, Massachusetts, 12 inches, still some leaves there. And down to Hartford, Connecticut, still some leaves there. And those branches will be breaking. We could see a million people without power if this shapes up like the computers say right now.
New York could see a dusting, too. An Iraq war vet injured in an Occupy protest in Oakland, California this week when police allegedly threw tear gas canisters into the crowd is doing better. CNN's Dan Simon has the latest.
We're here at the hospital where 24-year-old Iraq vet Scott Olson is recovering from his injuries. He seems to be doing better. In fact, doctors say he will make a full recovery, but what happened to him has really galvanized the protesters. They're back where they were.
Protesting in front of City Hall, that's where they are again with the mayor's blessings now. The Conrad Murray case could go to the jury by next week. The defense in the trial of Michael Jackson's former doctor is challenging the prosecution's conclusions that an IV drip of propofol killed him. Jackson's former attorney, Thomas Mesereau.
What they're attacking is the causation issue. They're trying to say that even if he deviated from the standard of care, he did not cause the death of Michael Jackson, or the prosecution can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he caused the death of Michael Jackson. It's a focused surgical attack.
Murray is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the pop star's death. Flatlining stocks on Wall Street today. The Dow added just 22 points. The Nasdaq lost a point. Many banks say they won't follow the lead of Bank of America charging customers fees for using debit cards. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
No two companies are alike. That's why companies have different health benefits. You may find the right balance of benefits and costs with benefits from United Healthcare. Yes, even specialty benefits. Think you can't afford specialty benefits like dental, vision, life, disability, and critical illness? Think again. An affordable solution is to have your employees share in the costs. You save money, and they do too by taking advantage of group rates. You may prefer one-stop shopping. Imagine medical, dental, life, disability, critical illness, and more, all from one company. Your employees reap the life and health benefits. You reap the savings. Talk to your broker today about solutions from United Healthcare. Learn more at uhcspecialtybenefits.com. We're here to help you grow healthy. Dental, vision, and critical illness coverage provided by the United Healthcare Insurance Company of Hartford, Connecticut, or its affiliates. Critical illness may not be available in all states. Life and disability products provided by United Healthcare Insurance Company and in California by Unimerica Life Insurance Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and in New York by Unimerica Life Insurance Company of New York of New York City.
For WLEW, I'm Jason Scott. A company wants to use hundreds of floating turbines to generate electricity from moving water in the St. Clair River that runs between Michigan and Ontario, Canada. The Times Herald of Port Huron reports the St. Clair River Bi-National Public Advisory Council in Port Huron heard plans Thursday from Troy-based Current Connection LLC. The company has proposed a hydrokinetic project with 396 turbines. There is no timetable for the project, which likely would need regulatory and other approval. Under the plan, the turbines would be in the river from the Blue Water Bridge at Port Huron, stretching 300 yards south and 40 yards wide on the U.S. side. The turbines, each about 13 feet in diameter, would float 10 feet off the bottom, about 30 feet offshore. A jury hearing the first murder trial linked to a 2010 stabbing spree in Michigan will be allowed to consider evidence of the other attacks. A judge's decision Friday was a blow to the defense lawyers who believe Ilyas Abulazam won't get a fair trial if jurors hear he's accused of other violent crimes. Trial is set for February 7th in the death of Arnold Miner. Abulazam was arrested in August 2010 and subsequently charged with three murders and six attempted murders in the Flint area. The victims say they were stabbed after he stopped them late at night and asked for directions or help with his car. Abulazam is also charged with an attempted murder in Toledo, Ohio. He also is suspected in stabbing in Leesburg, Virginia. The U.S. Border Patrol has quietly stopped its controversial practice of routinely searching buses, trains, and airports for illegal immigrants at transportation hubs along the northern border and in the nation's interior. Current and former Border Patrol agents tell the Associated Press that field officers around the country began receiving the order last month. It came soon after the Obama administration announced it would focus immigration efforts on deporting criminals. The checks typically involved agents questioning people at transportation hubs who appeared suspicious. Critics called it racial profiling. The Union for Border Patrol agents say they can now only respond to hubs if they have actionable intelligence. Two agents described the directive to the AP on condition of anonymity because they are not authorized to speak to the media. Stand by for more news.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect. Everything good would just last and last. Murphy's Law would have never been passed.
You know, there's a difference between your independent insurance agent and most other agents.
What's that?
Your independent agent is really many agents.
Hi, Bob!
They represent lots of insurance companies, not just one. So they're always working to find you the best coverage at the best price. Whether it's life insurance, homeowners, automobile, or health. Because
things happen.
That is so true.
And when the unexpected does happen, you know you've got protection designed just for you at a price you can live with. That's the advantage of your independent agent. And the advantage is all yours. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance.
Things happen.
Because things happen.
Things happen.
The third time wasn't the charm, as proposed language to recall the Akron Township Clerk was turned down again earlier this week by the Tuscola County Election Commission. Tuscola County Clerk Margie White-Cormier said the three-member panel found the latest language to be unclear. The first two attempts by Lyle Outhoff were turned down because of typographical errors. The petition language seeks to recall Akron Township Clerk Ann Allen. The County Election Commission consists of the County Clerk, County Treasurer, and County Probate Judge. A 19-year-old Bad Axe man will have his preliminary examination earlier next month on a charge of third-degree criminal sexual conduct in Huron County District Court. Dylan Andrew Waterbury had his preliminary Thursday in the case after being charged last week. Huron County Prosecutor Tim Rutkowski says the incident is alleged to have occurred in August of this year in Oliver Township involving a person under the age of 16. A group of community leaders in Cass City has embarked on a mission to try to bring a NASA educational exhibit or learning center and perhaps a gift shop to the town. Cass City Village Manager Pete Cristiano said they were working with former Cass City resident and astronaut Brewster Shaw, along with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow's office, to get support for the effort from NASA. Cristiano said there is a long road ahead of us, but was hoping it could be an economic boon to the thumb. The group, consisting of members of the local school, Baker College, library, village officials, and hospital, have already received a letter from the Brewster Shaw offering his support, and even the loan of some of his shuttle memorabilia for such a center. Cristiano said, right now it's a dream, a hope, a prayer. It has been done in other communities with hometown astronauts. He said the group hopes to be well on its way within a year with a physical result a couple years down the road. Stand by for more news.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
I may not have the largest farming operation in the Upper Thumb, but I do know agriculture. I have put in over 36 years and many long hours behind the wheel of my tractor. This is John Gillig, a farmer from the Decker area, and the ag lenders at Thumb National are just as dedicated as myself to farming. As our community grows stronger, Thumb National's ag lending specialists continue to nurture our farming operation with not only competitive loan rates, but the flexible operational lines of credit we need to run our business season after season. If you're in farming for the long haul, maybe it's time you do what we did at Gillig Farms of Decker. Make Thumb National Bank your financial partner for your farming operation.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
More news. Investigators are looking for a poacher who killed a moose in the Upper Peninsula, placed its severed head on a rock, and left behind a sign reading, "Wolves won't get this one." The Michigan Department of Natural Resources says the moose was killed between Wednesday night and Thursday morning. The head was found near Helland Lake in Marquette County's Humboldt Township. A nearby resident notified the DNR after spotting the head. The antlers had been removed. Officials obtained fingerprints from the cardboard sign. The DNR says it welcomes confidential tips about the matter. About 200 students from schools in the Thumb have watched the Michigan Supreme Court in their own community. The court took justice on the road Thursday by hearing a case at the Tuscola Technologically Center in Cairo,